Hello, Potters! Welcome to episode 155 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Happy holidays to everybody. We are really in the swing of things, and my dog, Christmas music has already started.
Dude, I was already out at our stores earlier this week because we're just now getting in our fresh Christmas trees, and the music was already playing, and I was just looking around going like, it's 80 degrees. It is not Christmas yet. Can we? We gotta wait.
The music's been playing for over a week on K-Love.
Oh, God.
They started, much. I think, it must have been November 8th or something like that. And yes, it is about 80 degrees outside in Texas. I've actually got my fan going in the background, you guys, because it's so warm out
it's
here
warm.
Still. What's fall? What's winter? Yeah.
Texas!
But
you live in the panhandle.
At any rate, the heat has not stopped us from working on cosplay. And I'm going to take privilege and go first this time.
Yes, you are allowed to, because I have nothing to share. And you have all the cool stuff to share, so go.
So I have actually been working on something, which I've only got part of next to me. You'll see a bunch of pins, because I need to stay stitch this. This is the flap for a pouch, one of those Renaissance-type pouches. And I just finished making really poorly sewn bias binding that I had to stick in here. Because it's a weird shape, it's kind of a pentagon, as you can see. So, I did my best, and that's okay, it's for a costume. As long as it holds stuff. And I'm going to finish up sewing the body of it. I've sewn half of it. And then stick styrene in it to hold its shape, so that I can put things in it and not have people steal from me. And then just make the closure. And I will be done! Because that is for what I am now calling my sorceress costume. Not my paladin costume, based on feedback. And it is because it is more or less done. That.
Camera's still on you, so don't worry.
Yes.
You just tell me when to share.
I figured as much. So basically, this is my sorceress costume. It's all done on a dress form. And holy cow, it was a lot of work. But Senpai noticed me. I was so happy. I ended up, when I shared this, I tagged Firefly Path because this is her pattern that I'm using. I just ended up altering it a little bit to suit my needs because there were some things like her bolero has an extra neck section in front and it laces up in the back and there's no way I'm going to be able to lace myself up in the back. It's like, okay, I need a front closure. And the Mandarin style collar suits me better because I have a long neck. So I made a couple of modifications here and there, and then she shared my picture. Holy crap, you guys. I was squeeing so hard. Inside, of course, because, you know, I can't squee out loud.
Inside squee.
Yeah, I did that once and it did not go over well. So it's gotten, holy cow, that count is a lot bigger than
yeah,
the last time I looked at it. There are over 800 people that like this.
You currently have 22 shares, which it doesn't show on this one because this is the first shared post, but on her original post, it's 22.
And in and of itself, like having 800 people like something that I made, that's more people, I think, than have liked Cospod at this point, which just blows my mind. Not only that, in the posts, people were saying, I can't wait for, you know, you to make my dress. I want to commission you to make my dress like this. And I'm sitting here going, what? This is like hobbyist work. I am a hobbyist compared to Firefly Path. She does professional grade work. Capital P. I am the lowliest of peons compared to Firefly Path. And so there are not words for how flattered I am that people want me to make them stuff like this. I didn't even bone the corset. And I still got this kind of reception. It's just like, I didn't know what to do with myself most of the time.
Senpai noticed her.
Senpai noticed me. Holy cow. So that was a thing.
Yeah, it was a thing.
So it is still sitting on the dress form. I've not moved it. Mostly because I have to pack it for my trip because Renaissance Festival is coming up and I will hopefully be wearing it. Unfortunately, I am going to have to lace up the corset myself unless I can get one of my fellow campers to help me with it. Hopefully I can do that. But I'm going to do my best to have fun and finish my pouch so I have something to carry my stuff in. And that's about it. I did find the globe for my wand.
Yay, plastic balls.
Christmas ornament. 'Tis the season, guys.
I love those things.
Yep. And this is actually a little bit bigger than I wanted, but I'll deal. I mean, it's like 99 cents. I can't really complain. Plus, I can always take it apart and change the color of the LED later if I feel like it.
Right.
The wand will not be finished by the time I go to festival. I just don't have enough time. I have other things I need to be doing this week. But, you know, there you go. I will eventually have this, and who knows, maybe I'll enter it in a contest at AllCon or something.
Yeah, you never know. You've done enough work on it, and it's just so intricate, especially with the filigree that you've done on it, and the fact that your puffy paint hands are still so smooth that it doesn't look like puffy paint. Like, I like the fact that somebody's actually asked, you know, how'd you do the foiling? And I kept thinking, giggle, it ain't foiling.
No, foiling would have been easier.
Foiling would have been way easier.
No, I just have really steady hands and a metric boatload of patience. And time.
Keyword.
Patience. And I do have a little bit of skill because I was able to clean it up despite the multiple explosions of paint. Those are the most painful things. It's whenever you're working on cosplay and you don't want to spill anything on it, and then you have that one moment where it's just one drop spills. Whether it's, you know, sweat, it's blood, it's a drink, it's food, it's dyes. You just sit there and you have that moment of horror when you're sitting there just going,
oh no.
What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? What do I do?
Oh no.
I had that moment every time the paint exploded on me.
I'm not surprised in the least bit.
And I said words that I will not repeat on the family-friendly version of the podcast, perhaps in the after session.
Right.
And then I cleaned it up. So I will not have too much time to work on cosplay until after, probably mid-December after this. And even then, I still don't entirely know what I want to work on next. I have a few different projects kind of floating around that I have supplies for that I've been wanting to work on. It's just a matter of, what do I want to do? What do I have time for? As is always the cosplayer dilemma. It's like our version of Halloween.
Exactly.
I have nothing to wear.
The list keeps growing, but it's like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if I want to do that. Oh, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that. It's more of the
I want to do this, 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 and this, but I only have time for this, this, and this. Okay, now which of those do I feel like working on?
Exactly.
And then depending on the day, you may feel like working on something else entirely.
Yeah. That's normal.
Then you have like three projects going at the same time.
Been there, done that.
I have two going at the same time. I still have Christmas Zelda going, and I have the Sorceress costume going. Yeah. Good times.
Usually is.
Do you got anything?
Unfortunately, no. So as many of you probably have seen on our Facebook page, is that we're recording this way earlier than usual, because our next up 154 is dropping tomorrow. We're already recording 155. We're just trying to make up for the fact that next week is Thanksgiving and we're both probably going to be busy. So no point in trying this. Plus, it's good timing for us because then that means you guys get to score all the Black Friday deals from our topic today. Yay.
Yep.
So I don't really have anything other than, and I'm going to share this off because I have reasons to share this off. Boop. I've been working on my Etsy page because I have things that I'm trying to get rid of desperately. So if you're interested in some fabrics or like a really kick-ass near cosplay, you know, come check out my Etsy because I got stuff on sale. Please. By the way, the fabrics, I'm not selling them per yard. I'm selling them as like one whole piece. I think like the red poplin or the cotton is like 6 or 7 yards long. So it's like a ridiculously cheap cheap price. So if you need something, please buy from me. There you go. I pimped out my page. That's all I got. I got nothing. I'm going to try to start figuring out what I'm going to make next year, because I've got pieces that I'm still, like, I've been working on Cersei from Game of Thrones for like 2 years now. I need to like finish it. Other than that, I don't know what else I'm doing. So it's, I'm in a weird lull. Maybe by next episode, I'll have something. I don't know.
I did want to point out to people, if you did not know this, if you are planning on going to AllCon, they have Evil Ted.
They do. They have Evil Ted coming. That'll be fun.
They have Evil Ted. Holy cow, you guys. This is going to be epic. So it's, if you're going really to cool. AllCon, go attend his stuff. He knows what he's talking about. I'm so excited. He's one of my senpai. He's one of my prop senpai.
You got a lot of senpais, but that's understandable, though.
Well, Firefly Path and Jay Hart are pretty much my seamstressing, my fabric textile senpais. God Save the Queen fashions. Okay, that's my triumvirate.
Yeah, there's your trifecta.
Yeah, that's my trifecta for textiles. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Punished Props, Kamui, and Evil Ted Smith are kind of my trifecta for prop making. So those are my pantheon of senpai. It's like the Holy Council of Jedi. You know, I have.
Does Bolton get at least an honorable mention?
Yes. No, he's the head of the council.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes more sense.
He is the equivalent of, like, Yoda. All right. So that is... I had to share that.
You're allowed to share. It's all good.
So we shall move on to our topic of the day, which is our holiday gift-giving guide. Now, more or less what this is supposed to be is just stream of consciousness ideas, basically, for things that you could give your favorite cosplayer for Christmas, whether it's as a main gift or a stocking stuffer. And most of these are going to be relatively low budget items. You know, we're not going to ask you to spend $500 on a brand new serger or a computerized Viking. So these are going to be
as amazing as those would be.
I mean, if you had that kind of a budget, there are so many things we could tell you to buy. But no, we know that a lot of cosplayers spend most of their money on cosplay supplies and thus, you know, don't have necessarily as much to give in the form of gifts to other cosplayers. So there is that. So what I wanted to start off with is, of course, you can always give cash. We know this.
Yay, cash!
So I wanted to set that one aside, because you could pretty much give cash for everything.
Right.
Yes. And then you can also give gift cards, which again, you know, kind of like cash, you can do gift cards for pretty much anything. So that one I'm kind of going to set to the side as well. Generally with gift cards for cosplayers, there are specific types of stores that you would want to give these gift cards to. So I would say in general, craft stores, you know, Joann's, Hobby Lobby, Michaels, etc. Makeup stores, Ulta, Sephora, theater shops. Wig stores, Epic Cosplay, Arda, you know, Rockstar Wigs, that sort of thing. And then there are the more focused type, depending on what kind of cosplayer you give to, so like fabric stores. You know, fabric.com, Spandex House, Spandex World, etc., etc. You can give prop making supplies, so like Cosplay Dance Supplies, which sells Warbler, Foss Shape, etc. So there's, you know, different kinds of gift cards. In general, pick your favorite store, or actually pick their favorite store, and then give them a gift card of an amount of your choice. So those are kind of the easy, sleazy ones. All right, so let's start off with stocking stuffers.
I got a load of those.
These are the smaller type gifts, usually, you know, $5 to $10 that you would put into somebody's stocking, just kind of as a little thank you gift kind of thing. And the first thing I have on my non-list, because I'm totally winging this, is scissors. A good pair of scissors. This one is going to be a little bit more than $5, but as we talked about... What?
But totally worth it.
Yes. And as we talked about last episode, Having a good pair of micro shears, which these have really, really sharp tips on them.
Mm-hmm.
Having a good pair of these is a lifesaver. Alternatively, if you can spend a little bit more, closer to $15, you can get somebody a good pair of shears. You can either get dressmaker or tailor shears, depending on how you want to cut. Either way, really, really good investment for any kind of cosplayer, because you will constantly use scissors for everything. That said, if you're going to buy them a pair of scissors, you may want to buy them two pair.
Yeah.
Because you'll have one pair for fabric and one pair for
everything else.
Yes, you're not supposed to use your fabric scissors for anything else and vice versa.
Please don't. So, please don't.
Yeah. So if you're going to get scissors, I mean, you can go to average craft stores like Joann's and you can get the scissor pack, which gives you two or three pair of scissors for like $20.
That's what I do.
That's what I did with mine. I got the micro tip and I got the shears in the same package, and it was $19.99.
So perfect.
Yeah. Makes a great stocking stuffer for anybody. And if you want to go all the way, or maybe that person already has good pairs of scissors, get them a scissor sharpener. This is like $6. Really easy stocking stuffer. And you don't have to use these only on the brand of scissors that they're branded for. This is Fiskars. I have Fiskars scissors. You can use these for any kind of scissors and any other kind of blade that you can, you know, fit through the slot. So you can also use it for utility knives if you have one that has, you know, blades that need sharpening. Do not use on the kind that have disposable blades. This does not work very well for those. This is for fixed blades. But this is really helpful. All right, your turn.
All right, so mine, it seems fairly obvious, but I still don't have any of these, and I totally need to get myself some. Bias tape makers. Like, those are perfect stocking stuffers right now. And for cosplayers, we go through bias tape like crazy, and you just can't find the right color, the right shade, the right fabric on the pre-made ones in store, and you have to make your own. So instead of like constantly burning your fingers, get a bias tape maker. I will eventually get one of those, I swear. But they're cheap, they're convenient. Everybody uses them. It's not like they're a throwaway item. They're convenient. They're helpful. Get something that's beneficial. Mine's pretty straightforward. Thank goodness for that.
All right. Next thing that I would recommend as a stocking stuffer, or maybe as a small main gift, would be a quality hot glue gun. Now, ideally with this, you would want to give the type of glue gun that can do both low and high temp. You want the kind with a cord. Do not give them the cordless kind. I know they're very, very convenient. The problem with the cordless ones is that as the battery runs out, so does your power. And the glue gun will kind of slowly die on you. Whereas if you have the cord, you always have consistent flow of power. So get them the corded glue guns. And if you're willing to spend a little bit of extra money, these are about $15. Get the kind with a detail tip, because those are really, really useful when you're doing very tiny spaces that need hot glue so that you don't get it everywhere.
Right.
And, you know, I bought mine and I absolutely adore mine. I love it. And it even has a little stand that it sits on. So if you'll get the glue gun, the other thing that I would recommend is to get a little silicone pad, which they sell glue stands that come with them, to collect any of the drippings. Because having them drip on a table is really unpleasant. Having them drip on your cosplay is even more unpleasant.
Truth. All right, so next one out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so next one are these magical things called Wonder Clips. I recently just got into these and they are amazing. You can use them for sewing. You can use them for holding down your bias tape while you're trying to stick everything together before you do your straight stitches and all that fun stuff. I've used them on hats. You can use them in quilting. You can use them for crocheting. They're just these little plastic clips that are really soft edges, so that way they don't like dent or jank up your fabric. And you can get multiples of these. You know, it's great because you don't have to stick a bunch of pins in your fabric and jack up your fabric, like especially if you're working with like pleather, leather, or things where once you poke a hole, that hole stays in there forever. You don't need that with the Wonder Clips because they take care of that for you. And you can get these in like packs of like 10, 15, 100, 200, you know, whatever floats your boat. but they're very convenient. Cosplayers will find unique and interesting ways to utilize them. And you can get them almost anywhere. I personally just get mine through Amazon because you can get them in bulk and they're a lot cheaper that way. Places like Joann's and Hobby Lobby, they have some of these, but they're like in smaller sets and they're usually overly priced because they are the smaller sets that are brand named. But you can find these at most places and they're just little plastic clips. Get them in multicolor, get them in the same color, whatever floats your boat. But they're fun, they're easy, they're convenient, super helpful. All right, boom back.
All right, so the next thing that I've got is a utility cutting pack.
Ah, you stole mine.
We're probably going to cover some on each other's lists.
Oh yeah, we are.
Just because, you know, there are only so many useful things in the, you know, price range that we're looking at.
Right.
But basically what you would get as a stocking stuffer is you can get a good quality utility knife, which is just box cutter. Fancy name for one. Get a pack of replacement blades because you will use them, or at least I certainly hope you will use them and replace them when they are needed.
Right.
And to also bundle in with that an X-Acto knife and a set of X-Acto replacement blades with holder, please.
With holders.
Don't just give them a pack of blades. And the reason I say this is that when you run the blades through various materials and they get old and they get wet and they get rusty, you really don't want to be poking yourself with those and risking tetanus. So what you would want to do is they have these little packs that come with a little plastic holder for the used blades so that when you're done, you stick it into the container and it's difficult to get them back out. You can get them back out. Don't. But you just stick them in there and then you pull the next blade off the stack, replace, keep going on your project.
Mm-hmm.
And these are useful not just for prop makers who are, you know, working with foam and things. And utility knives are really, really useful for working with things like floor mats, the EVA foam.
Right.
And you'll want to make sure that you have a really good sharp blade for working with that. But X-Acto knives can be used to trace patterns, you know, in tissue paper and in cardstock as well for use with sewing. Like, it really helps me to have the X-Acto knives when I cut out my filigree patterns for my sorceress costume. So cutting utensils, always really helpful.
All right, so the next one that I'm going to be sharing, this is called an embroidery pen or embroidery punch pen. If you have a crafter in your life who does a lot of embroidery and possibly a lot of applique, this is kind of a cool little tool to have in your kit. It makes embroidery and especially doing raised embroidery much, much easier. And it allows you the ability to do some really cool designs, texture. And it's just a different way of embroidery that more people are starting to kind of play with in cosplay. So you can kind of get them to be like the first to do this type of embroidery. It almost gives this neat little textured pattern, like almost a velvety pattern sometimes, depending on how you embroider. I've done this a couple of times. It's way easier and way faster to hand embroider when you have the punch pen versus anything else. And the great thing is that you get this really cool kit that's usually like $20 or less. You probably won't find this at a lot of chain stores because it's still kind of a new fad, but you can find it at almost any online retailer. And I think Joann's may sell this online too, just not at their retail location. I know the pen itself looks a little clinical because you look at that and you're like, okay, it kind of looks like a needle, but that's fine.
Honestly,
it really does. It's kind of strange, but it's cool. It's cheap. It's convenient. It's a great stocking stuffer for those who are into embroidery.
All right, so the next thing I have on my list, and this one can be customized a little bit, mm-hmm. is an adhesive set. And you can assemble it based on whether the person is working with textiles or working in general. If you go to the crafting section of basic stores, even retail stores will have this, the Aline's line of adhesives, they'll have little minis of several different kinds of glues. So you can get like the fray stop, you can get the fabric glue, you can get the tacky glue, and then occasionally they'll have a specialty glue, like a super glue type thing. And it comes in a pack of three or four, and they're mm-hmm. like $6.99 for the little minis. If the person is working with general items, then you can actually go and purchase your own bottles and put one together. So if you have a prop maker, maybe you want to include things like E6000, maybe some wood glue, tacky glue, and then super glue. You can do all different kinds of glues. You can even do things like contact cement and rubber cement. And if you want to run with the adhesive family, you can be a really awesome person and get a Mod Podge pack.
Hell yeah.
Mod Podge is an adhesive technically, even though it's mostly used for paper mache. It's sold with the adhesives. And they do have the smaller jars, and they'll sell variety packs. So you can get like the matte, you can get the glossy, you can get the hard, you can get the outdoor. They have all different kinds of Mod Podge at this point, and they're all different colored containers so that you can tell which one is which. And then, pardon me, if you end up going the Mod Podge route, you'll probably want to spend, it's a whole dollar, but get a little pack of the foam applicators to go with it. Because you can use the brushes, a standard paintbrush, just you'll have to clean it constantly because the Mod Podge will get all up in the brush. I totally don't speak from experience.
No, of course not. You haven't had to do that multiple times.
I care for my brushes. I just don't like having to constantly get up and clean them.
Totally understand that.
Yes, so adhesives.
Adhesives are always important. So my next suggestion is to get a clay tool kit. Now, that may sound kind of strange if you don't work with a lot of clay, but I've been using a lot of my tools recently for non-clay purposes. It's a great way to add detailing to craft foam. You can use it with Warbla and helping to like push the Warbla around and to get it over corners and nooks and crannies to help smooth it out. Even do like crazy filigree with it because the tools are so tiny and they're meant for very fine detailed work on clay. You can kind of transfer that over to the Warbla and use it to do fine detail work as well. And you have little, I mean, it's just a nice cool kit to have for multiple purposes. Oh, shoot, I should have brought over my book to showcase how I utilize it. Hang on 2 seconds because it's right over here. Thank you, BlizzCon. Boo-doo. So this crafty thing that I made, a lot of the details that you see along the horns and then along the edges, over the sides and on the back, I used clay tools on the craft foam to make the details come out and to really make it stand. So there you go. So you can use it for multiple things and not have to limit it to just clay. So if your crafting friend is like, I don't use clay, it's like, but here's the things you can use it for. So it can come in handy. So I recommend it. And that's a nice stocking stuffer that can range anywhere from like $15 to $30, depending on how big the kit you want to get for that person.
All right. So the next thing that I've got is either a sewing box or a tackle box.
Darn it, I had that.
Like I said, we're going to overlap.
We're going to overlap a lot.
Plus you have a list and I don't.
Yeah, I do.
But basically the idea is portable storage. Ideally something that's the size that you can take to a convention if you needed to. And of course you would stuff it with different things for a convention. But a multi-compartment box that can hold several different kinds of supplies and has a carrying handle on it. Now I know some tackle boxes don't always come with handles, so just make sure you get the kind with the handle so you can carry it around. And you'll want to get something that is fairly heavy duty. You don't want to get the cheap stuff just because you will find that the cosplayer that you give this to uses it so much and tosses it around, especially in places like the garage, and it will get lost and it will have things put on top of it and it will get crushed by other things, that you want to give them a good quality box that they can use for years to come. And they will use it. You build it, they will come, man. Mm-hmm. They will store all kinds of things in it. Sewing supplies, various connectors, screws, buttons, magnets, washers, any small items that you can fit in a little container. That works really well as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to show off next was like, it's a portable sewing pouch, basically.
It's also storage.
Great.
So
yeah. Yeah, it's great for convention use too, because you can just stick all of your materials and utensils right there. And it's just so easy and folds up and you can stick it in your carry-on bag and you're cool. Well, maybe not your carry-on bag, your checked bag. Let's be real here.
I was going to say, if you bring those, be very careful of the kind of scissors that you put in it, because TSA actually has limitations on the length of blades that you can bring.
Yeah, they might yell at you.
Yeah. Or they may try and take your scissors. So don't bring your nice scissors that you just bought. And actually, on that account, the next thing that I had to go right along with it is a sewing kit and or an emergency repair kit.
Yeah.
They both kind of go hand in hand. If you do the sewing kit thing, you can purchase pre-made sewing kits. at any craft store.
Any place, anywhere.
And the cost ranges, you know, between $5 and about $20, depending on the size of the sewing kit, because you can get little travel minis that are like this big mm-hmm. for like $5. They don't come with very much. They only come with black and white thread. They come with maybe 3 to 5 different needles. They come with a folding pair of travel scissors that are really crappy. And they'll come with a needle threader, and that's about it. And then if you go to the other end, to the $20 version, you'll get a lot more pins. You'll get nicer pins. You'll get 10 to 15 different needles for different uses, because needles aren't all the same. You'll get probably a good 8 to 10 spools of different colors of thread, so you won't be limited to black and white. You'll get the needle threader. Sometimes they'll even give you small things like spare buttons. Sometimes they'll give you spare Velcro. They will give you everything that you need, including a nicer pair of scissors, in the $20 kit. Sometimes they'll even give you a nice little box to carry them in. If you do the emergency kit, you may want to customize it and throw in a couple of other things like masking tape, like hot glue, like safety pins, things that we use when things break at cons, because it's not a matter of if it will happen, it's a matter of when. And you want to be prepared and not that person that has to post on Facebook and go, "So, hey, can anyone bring a hot glue gun to room 2017? Because my costume's falling apart." No, make somebody an emergency repair kit and they will love you.
All right. So my next suggestion is sewing books. And there's a multitude of them out there now. So many, not just by cosplayers, but by professional seamstresses. This one that I've picked out in particular is kind of unconventional, but it could be really, really handy for any crafter. And this is not about sewing patterns. This is about creating unique patterns on fabric or on gift wrap or on stationery. And it comes with 20 patterns that you can modify and adapt. And the cool thing about this book, because I've actually read through this, and it's got a lot of tips and tricks on how to do a lot of this content digitally. So if you're a big fan of like Spoonflower or utilizing like those print-on-demand fabric centers, this can actually walk you through some best tips and guides on how to create your pattern for those websites to ensure that you get the best quality pattern out of your fabric when it's delivered. It's really easy to use, great to understand. It doesn't require you to have Photoshop or these crazy, you know, photo editing software programs. You can use GIMP and you're good to go. Not MS Paint, but at least GIMP. So yeah, this is on my recommended list, but there are so many crafting and cosplay books out there now that you can pretty much get any of them for under $20 and you'll be golden because you'll learn something from it.
Mm-hmm. All right, next on my list, this one is going to be a little bit bigger, so this would be more of a main gift. This is not quite a stocking stuffer, is software. And that's really general, and I know. And it's simply because there are so freaking many pieces of software out there.
There really are these days.
But primarily what I'm referring to are pattern maker style pieces of software, because they can be used both by sewing cosplayers, sewing-focused cosplayers, and prop makers. It's a lot easier to use than Blender. So you can gift them something like Pepakura, the paid version, the licensed version, which you can get the read version for free. You can give them something like Armorsmith, which I believe is only $29. And it will help you size up patterns for your body. You can actually get the piece of software called Pattern Maker, which is used more for sewing and cross-stitch patterns. There are all kinds of different pieces of pattern making software. You can Google them and see what floats your boat. There are different price levels. You can go anywhere between $30 and $300, depending on the type of software that you get. And all of those will prove really helpful for people that have a little bit of graphics knowledge. So if you don't regularly use graphics software, you may find it a little harder to use some of these. But you know, if the cosplay in your life just happens to be a good illustrator, then it can be really helpful for them, especially if you need to resize the same pattern, you know, maybe for your kid, if you want to make a kid version. It's a lot faster to do it that way.
Definitely. All right. So next up on my list, I'm still kind of sticking with the stocking stuffers because I got a lot of tiny things. Because I find with crafters in particular, we have a lot of the big things already. We just don't have a lot of the tiny things that we don't realize we need until we have them. And we're just like, how did I live without this magical tiny thing? So my next one is a sewing notions kit. Again, seems really small and simple, but it's a lot of little small stuff that you put together in a nice box for somebody, and they'll really appreciate it. And that's things like getting a seam ripper, because surprisingly, we lose our seam rippers or they break often, and it can be a pain in the butt to replace it because we keep forgetting about it. Hemming clips, pin cushions, because pin cushions you can get anywhere and in so many different styles and colors. You can go buy some on Etsy that are like completely custom made, so they're specific to your friend or family member and make it fun that way. You can also get them some fun pins, whether they be flathead or like the ones like the little ball pins. So
you will want multiple types of pins if you can manage it, because pins are not all the same for fabrics. Especially because you had the clips earlier with the leather and the vinyl. Some things you can't pin. But even the things that you can pin, you're not supposed to use the same kind of pin, say, between cotton and silk.
Not all pins are created equal.
Correct.
So yeah, and I would even probably even throw in possibly pattern weights or fabric weights into that mess too, because those are, again, one of those things where people like myself, we don't have any and we don't think about our need for them. But when we have them, we wonder how we lived and sewed without it. So that could be added to the Notions kit. Truth.
It really is true, you guys.
I use my Mod Podge bottles for my fabric to weigh them down.
I made sewing weights. It's as simple as little wooden discs, and I glued a metal washer on both sides to give it weight. That was it. And I use them all the time. All right, so next thing I have on my list, and this is going to seem a little obvious, a bolt of muslin.
Yeah, that helps so much.
And you know, it'll mostly be used by people who do textiles, who do sewing. But everybody who does textiles can use patterning fabric. And muslin is the cheapest, most common patterning fabric that you will find out there. And granted, you don't have to buy them a bolt. You can get them, you know, a good solid 10-yard length. And that's generally enough for most costumes. 10 yards is a lot of muslin. Muslin is usually 45-inch width when you purchase it on the bolt. I know on rare occasion, sometimes when you go to stores like Joann's or Hobby Lobby, they will have sales on entire bolts of muslin. And it is worth buying the whole bolt because you will use it. And it is a wonderful thing. So in general, patterning fabric, but specifically muslin. And you can always wrap it up in a pretty bow if you don't want to literally hand them a bolt and go, Merry Christmas.
Say, on that note, a good one to add to that are like the giant rolls of craft foam.
Yes.
Because it seems so obvious, but it's like every cosplayer uses craft foam. I don't care what your specialty is, we all use craft foam, and craft foam is just genius.
It's not just for armor. It's also for accessories and jewelry.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, you don't have to associate it with armor. You can use craft foam for so many things.
It comes in handy on so much, and it just looks amazeballs no matter what you do with it. It's like the best material ever, next to spandex. So, and you can get the rolls at loads of locations. I mean, I don't even know how much they cost anymore because I haven't had to buy one in a while, but I think it's still under 20. Feel free to correct me, Amber. I may be wrong. I don't know. But it's helpful. It's one of those things. That one's not a stocking stuffer, obviously. But you give a cosplayer a roll of craft foam, they'll be very, very grateful.
They don't sell them at Joann's anymore.
Lame sauce. Do they still? I'm going to check and see if they do it online. You talk.
I believe that they still sell them at Michael's, and they are $7.99. Last I checked. Now, I don't know if that price has changed, of course, because Joann's no longer carries them. Apparently, right. They didn't sell well enough. We didn't buy enough of them. But if you live in the DFW area, go to TNT Cosplay in Irving because they sell the rolls. And they may actually have it a little bit cheaper. Plus, you can get different widths. Because if you get the rolls, you're limited to the 2 millimeter. If you get the Durice, which is the common ones you see in stores. And it's, if I remember correctly, it is 36 inches by 60 inches.
Darn it. Yeah, they don't even sell the rolls online anymore. I know Amazon does because...
Yeah, Joann's doesn't. They stopped carrying the rolls from Dries.
Mean! How dare they?
Sorry.
It's our lifeblood.
All right. Next thing I have on my list, and this is something that, again, all cosplayers can use, and it's a bit of a stocking stuffer, is a good set of rulers. This would include a meter stick, because you need a long ruler. I would get an average, either 12 or 15 inch ruler in metal, because you want them to last.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you have the funds afterward to add to that kit, I would also do a basic, what they call a math kit, give them a protractor and a compass, which I don't, my compass is sitting next to me, but protractor at least. And the last part of it, this is like a measuring pack, which all rulers are cheap. They're like $2 or $3 each. Even a yardstick, I think, is like $2.99. They're cheap. So you can assemble all these for like $20. The last piece of that is a set of French curves. French curves, you may have to go to the artist section of a crafting store or the quilting section. Both mm-hmm. may have it, because I've found them in both places depending on the store. But it's a set of 4 French curves. And basically, it's just a set of different types of curves so that you can, you know, basically make sure that whatever you're working on is consistent with your curves. And I have used every single one of these. The only thing that I don't have is a 15-inch metal ruler. I have a 12-inch metal ruler. But everything else, I constantly use my rulers for everything. Sewing, prop making, everything. Except, you know, makeup and wig work, which can't use rulers for. Everything else, I do use them. So, very, very helpful.
All right, more stocking stuffers. A mini iron! This is also great for those who do applique or love to do heat and bond, but you're trying to do it in areas where it's really tiny and it's hard to get your big iron to kind of go into those corners. This sucker will be a lifesaver. And for the people who remember watching my embossing tutorial earlier this year, late last year, I can't remember when I did that tutorial.
Earlier this year.
It was, okay. Yeah. This is the iron that I used. And it's just, it's perfect. It heats everything up great. It's quick. It's easy. It doesn't leave a mess behind. It even has a little stand so that way you can set your iron down on it while it cools off so you don't accidentally burn yourself. Cheap.
Or the hotel table.
Yeah, really. It's cheap. It's quick. It's easy. It's very convenient. And I totally recommend this just for cosplayers in general. Because if you use any type of heat and bond-esque adhesive, or even if you're using that adhesive interfacing for whatever, collars, cuffs, this comes in handy as well. Because again, you don't need to have to pull out your big bulky iron. You've got this sitting in your crafting cabinet ready to go.
And actually, along that same line, a steamer. This is a little bit more of a main gift because steamers will generally run you between $20 and $40, depending on if you get the mini version, the portable version, mm-hmm. or if you get the full-size version. And if you get a nice steamer, a professional steamer, those can run you up to $200. So we're going with the, you know, version you can get in craft stores.
Right.
And basically what you would use these for, you would bring these with you to the hotel as needed. And as you're crafting the garment, this helps you get the wrinkles out of particularly persnickety fabrics that you can't necessarily just iron or, say, throw in the dryer. And as we all know, packing for conventions often involves having to contort your costume in weird ways to make it fit in the package that you have to stuff it in. And so a lot of times you arrive at the hotel and it's wrinkled. So you have two choices. You can either run the shower really hot for a long period of time and just kind of pray, or you can bring a little $20 portable steamer with you and actually take care of it yourself. And they work really well for pretty much all types of fabrics that can handle water, so would not recommend on silk.
All right, so my next one, and this is kind of like a catch-all, and you guys know that I've been loving this. It's my lovely rotary cutter.
Cutting mat
with the cutter. And don't forget to get the self-healing mats because, man, those save your life so much. But they also have the ones that are the heat-resistant mats, which I've been utilizing more and more because it's great for sewing and for when I need to do my weird, crazy ironing or when I'm burning my fingers making bias tape. it helps me keep all my lines straight and make sure that I'm folding it properly. So this is definitely a must-have buy, and it's, you can buy them pretty much anywhere too. Again, not a stocking stuffer because obviously the size is ginormous, but it definitely comes in handy and it's highly recommended. Plus, a lot of times with the kits, you also get the straight edge ruler that kind of goes the length of the mat. Yep. I've used it multiple times when not with the mat because it's a nice straight edge and it ensures that I get a good clean cut no matter what I do. All right.
I've only got one more for me, and that is an apron. And I know that seems a little odd, but if you think about it, while you're standing at your table working on your cosplay, you generally have to reach for a lot of supplies, you know, scissors, adhesives, etc. Well, having especially a geeky apron that you can customize to your friend can be a really personal gift that you give them, and it will be incredibly useful. I would highly recommend making it out of washable fabric.
Yes.
You will spill things on it.
Guaranteed.
And you will want to toss it in the wash. And the other thing I would recommend is making it out of very sturdy fabric. You won't want to make it out of something like costume grade cotton because it will tear under the force in which you put it under. You know, this is kind of like, you want the craftsman of aprons. You want that really sturdy canvas kind of fabric so that it will resist not only you plunging scissors into the pockets, but other sorts of sharp items. And you also want to resist tears because you want this to last for a long period of time. So make sure that everything, if you make it yourself, make sure everything is double stitched and really durable. And if you purchase one, make sure it's made out of good fabric and, again, has really durable seams. And, you know, you can always put their name on it if you want to personalize it. You can always get a little iron-on applique that goes, you know, right here.
Monogram it.
Exactly. Or if they have a particular geeky fabric that they like. Joann's has gotten really good about carrying all sorts of Nintendo and DC and Marvel and all sorts of geeky-type fabrics that you can make aprons out of now. So you can really get personal with it. And they're always fun gifts.
Okay, so my last one before I read all the comments that we had in the chat, because we have quite a few of them. I'm going to call this quite possibly the best gift you could give a cosplayer or any of your crafters, other than time and money and skill, because, you know, you can squish all that together.
You get the triumvirate.
Right? No, this is the best thing that you could possibly get somebody, and it's under $5.
Okay.
It is the coolest thing in the universe, and I love this.
Okay.
I give you the little foot, that purple thing. I found this on a crafting blog about 2 years ago, and I thought this thing was ridiculous. And I was like, it's under $5. I will give this a shot and see what it is like. Dudes, this thing changed my life. You do not understand. It is the perfect tool for anyone who sews, who quilts, who does crocheting. I mean, any type of needleworking involved, you'll want to get this thing because it pokes, it pushes, it pulls, it turns, it flattens.
It juliennes.
It juliennes. It will save the world. No, the cool thing about this is just the way this tool is made and designed. It's really easy to use it to like poke corners when you're trying to get in like the little corners of like pillows or trying to make mitered quarters and stuff like that. Like if you guys remember my songbird dress that I've showed multiple times on this show, there were a lot of very straight edged corners in that costume and it was a pain in the butt. I used this tool to make those corners as crisp as possible and it made my life a million times easier. There's a little hole there that you see in the top end of it. You can use that to help pull through elastic if you're trying to make like some, you know, elastic pants or drawstring pants or anything like that. This thing is amazing. You don't ever have to use pins or needles or safety pins ever again. You can also use this to help push fabric through a sewing machine. Like let's say you have 3 layers of leather. You can use that flat end on the top to help keep the leather together and just kind of push your fabric forward without having to worry about pins or needles getting caught in the machine. This thing will save your life. It is the most beautiful piece of equipment you will ever buy for under $5, and it is worth every penny. This post brought to you by that purple thing.
At Amazon.
It's the only place I've been able to find it. Other people told me they found it at stores. I can't find it anywhere else. Don't get fooled by like the Dritz version or the Brother version. They are not the same.
Such a commercial.
It is not the same though, because I've tried those. They're crap by comparison.
Don't be fooled by those other imitations. Bye today.
This one is so much better. It is the best thing ever.
Good times. All right. What does the chat have to add?
Okay. So there were a ton of comments in the chat, and it's just amazing as could possibly be. So Notions, Pin Cushions, which we talked about, X-Acto Blades, which you brought up, Wonder Clips, and then Bias Tape Makers are usually on sale this time of year too. So it's a good time to get them because picking them up for the crafters.
You can get the little manual, the little shoehorn looking things. Those are inexpensive if you want to do it that way. Or you can get the automatic one that I believe Simplicity sells. That one typically runs you about $60 without being on sale. So on that one, you'll probably want to search for coupons if you go that way.
Allie brought up a good one for organizational stuff. So like plastic bins, plastic drawers, a bobbin and thread organizer. That's a big one.
Yes.
Because I still use a plastic gallon bag for mine.
I actually have two tackle boxes that are exactly the right size for the average roll of thread, the average spool of thread.
For your modeling friends, Lester Candy suggested clay, and there's a ton of those types of clays available. Mm-hmm. I prefer Da Vinci. I know most people like to use Monster Clay. Both of them are the same thing. They're wet clay that doesn't harden when it dries, so you can actually mold and do stuff with it, so that's always fun.
And sometimes you can even get sample packs at some of those stores, like Reynolds Casting Company type places or TAP. You can occasionally get the sample packs of the different types of molding material so you can try out a little bit of each.
And then from Lane, hi Lane, for the prop makers, they've got miter box with the saw, corner punch, and center square.
All really good, really solid ideas. Miter box and saw are inexpensive. And you will use them, assuming that, you know, you don't mind manual labor.
Right.
And I mean, if you're going to go that route, I would also add a basic soldering iron.
Definitely.
And those are pretty inexpensive if you get the basic ones. You can get the nicer ones for more money, obviously. But you can also use those to trace patterns in foam.
And Marianne suggested sewing machine needles. And that's actually kind of a good one too. Because if you start packing up on those, you go through sewing machine needles like crazy. Get the ones that are like the multi-packs where it's got different sizes. Because just getting the generic ones isn't enough for cosplayers. We use so many different materials and fabrics. We need the different types of needles to go with it.
And it's not just sizes. Because sometimes they'll sell the machines that have four different sizes of needles. But you also have the ones that are labeled for different materials that are not different sizes. So you can always get a variety pack that has like size 6, size 8, size 10, size 12. Mm-hmm. But then you'll also want to get things like leather needles, wing needles, twin needles, silk needles. They have them for different types of uses. So, you know, go ahead and create yourself a variety pack.
Yeah, it comes in handy. Lane suggested with the protractors, they make a style in metal with an arm that you can lock in place to use as a straight edge.
Yep, they do have a nicer version than the $2 school version pack that I have.
Woohoo!
It works.
And then the last one from Lester Candy, she mentioned a Dremel, a heat gun, butcher or pattern paper. She said she also forgot interfacing, and you can't go wrong with a bottle of wine or two.
Make sure you drink the bottle of wine after the cutting. Do the cutting first, then after. But yes, definitely all wonderful ideas.
So yeah, thank you, chat room. You guys had some amazing ideas, and some of them we already had on our list, but then a lot of these I'm like, oh, I didn't think about that.
There are so many things because cosplay encompasses so much now. All the things. But these are just some ideas for, you know, small, reasonable gifts that you can get your fellow cosplayers that will definitely help them in their pursuit of making better cosplay. All right. So with that, we will go ahead and bring an end to this episode 155 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Of course, you guys, if you have your own suggestions for what we should add to our list, you are welcome to contact us on any of our social media, which you can find here.
Eventually, as Val tabs over really quickly, there we go. Hi. I was typing in the chat room at the same time. My apologies. Here, you know the deal. Okay.
And of course, as always, if you guys have any constructive criticism, comments, or any sort of requests that you guys would like to send us, you can also send those through our social media that you just saw, as well as our email address, which is podcast@cospod.org. Shortly, we will also have a Discord server for you guys to chat with us on as well. And you can find us on Twitch under Cospod. Other than that, we will see you guys next episode in episode 156. Until then, happy Thanksgiving to those who celebrate it. We will see you guys next time. Happy cosplaying.
Bye, guys. Gobble, gobble.